Music is the Soul of Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1865. The theatre was abuzz. The performance of Twelfth Night was magnificent, and soon it would be time for the lights to go down for the last act. From her place in a box near the stage, 14-year-old Corinna Denton sighed with delight. Her first visit to London had proved to be everything she had hoped, and tonight was the best of all. When her school friend, Alice Grade, had invited her for a visit, her parents had been a little uncertain. But Alice's family were respectable, old-fashioned people, and permission was soon given. "Alice, who is that?" Corinna whispered to her friend, indicating a young man in the box immediately opposite. He was in his early 20s, and incredibly handsome, Corinna thought. Tall, elegant, striking, and attired in full evening dress, with cufflinks that must have been real diamonds from the way they sparkled. But there was something else about him that drew her attention. His dark eyes were fierce and turbulent, his curved mouth hinted at a darkly sensual nature. Not that Corinna understood this. She only knew that there was a wildness and a drama about him that made it impossible for her to turn away. "I don't know him," Alice whispered back. "What are you two girls whispering about?" asked Miss Ferrars, her governess. "We are wondering who that young man is," Alice told her. Miss Ferrars gave a little gasp and averted her eyes modestly. "That is Lord Thornhill, and you must not look at him." "Why?" Corinna wanted to know. "Because he is not a proper person." "Why?" Alice demanded. Miss Ferrars was in an awkward position. As a governess, she was expected to be prim, proper, and puritanical at all times.